This is Valley Edition. I'm your host, Kathleen Schock. In 1964, Congress passed the Economic Opportunity Act as part of President Lyndon B. Johnson's war on poverty. The act established nearly 900 community action agencies nationwide to address needs in education, employment, health, and living conditions. Today, the largest of these agencies in California is the Fresno Economic Opportunities Commission. Its scope of services is vast, and now for the first time, it's being run by a woman. FM89's news director Alice Daniel spoke with the new CEO, Amelia Reyes, who most recently ran First 5 Fresno County.
Amelia, thank you so much for coming in today. A lot of programs fall under the Fresno EOC, from Early Head Start to a sanctuary for homeless and runaway youth. For an outsider, it seems like the EOC does a little bit of everything to tackle community issues. So break it down for us. What falls under the umbrella of the EOC and why?
So I can share with you from my past experience. I used to work in early education and really focusing on children's issues. And what I learned through community input is a child can't thrive without their family thriving, and a family can't thrive unless the community's thriving. And so the exciting thing about Fresno EOC is that it addresses issues starting from the community to the family and to the child. So the array of services is a holistic approach, a family approach, versus an individual silo approach.
So it's more systemic, looking at everything that could affect the child, the family, the community.
Exactly.
So what practices do you use in deciding how to address an issue?
Well, I haven't been with Fresno EOC for that long, but we partnered with them when I worked with First 5 Fresno County. What we really do start off with is actually doing community engagement. We don't know what issues to address unless we hear from the communities specifically. And ultimately, our families and the community are the experts. So we want to utilize their knowledge to really go after and provide the services that are needed for us to address whatever issue it might be.
So you ask the community what services it needs and then try to provide those?
Yes. Yeah, so normally, for example, infant mortality, it's a big issue in the African-American community. The stats are very stark. And what we decided to do at First 5 in partnership with Fresno EOC is really tackle the issue head on and find out why. And so we decided to reach directly to the Black community to see how we can provide services and support them in combating infant mortality.
So you headed up First 5 for several years, mm-hmm. and obviously you worked with the EOC. What is that jump like for you to go from First 5 to the Fresno EOC?
Actually, it was pretty a smooth transition, actually. Last year, for example, we went out to the community to engage parents and caregivers around issues affecting them and their children. And through that process, we engaged over 600 individuals. And what we realized through that engagement is not only are families struggling to find early care and education and under their child's development, they're struggling to meet the basic needs and necessity to even keep the life on. And so for us, we also realized that they would share stories about just having a safe place to take their kids outside and play. And it just reaffirmed the need of having a systematic approach, a holistic approach. And at First 5, you know, we focus on the first 5 years of life. And the community action agency with Fresno EOC, the job position happened to be open. And for me, I felt like it was a calling. It was a sign that in order to address the issues that are affecting our young children, we really need to partner with our families and the community to have a bigger impact.
So it sounds like the approaches from both of these agencies are very similar. The problems in Fresno are daunting, and you cross one barrier and there's another one in front of you. What keeps you from getting jaded, or what kind of personality do you have to run this organization?
The three things I've always said, you have to have the passion, the commitment, and the love for this community. Born and raised in the Central Valley, specifically out in Mendota, I've seen the challenges and barriers. And unfortunately, last year when we went out there again, those issues have just gotten worse. And so obviously we need to change the way we're serving our families to really address those issues. And for me, the fact that I'm here and actually am a former alumni, early Head Start and Head Start, and a WIC recipient really demonstrates the kind of impact EOC has in the community. And for me to be the CEO and to lead an agency of this magnitude, to really understand the challenges and barriers and have the passion and commitment, I'm simply honored and humbled just to have the opportunity to do so.
And you grew up in Mendota in a farm worker family. I'm wondering how your childhood experiences inform how you approach the job today.
Well, I worked in the fields one summer, and actually it was the summer before my senior year because I wanted to earn some money so I can go to camp. And going out there, I was going out to go work in the field so I could earn some money to pay for camp. I worked alongside parents, moms, dads, grandparents that were doing that on a day-to-day basis to raise their family. And for me, their hard work and the challenges and barriers that they went through just to even get here to provide for their family gave me motivation to do more and to really reach for the stars and try to do my best to get back.
And you're the first woman to lead the agency during its 54 years in operation. How significant is that for you?
That was has had a significant impact on me and motivation. The fact that I am the first female and actually the first female of color to run this agency is significant period for our community. The fact that our board, our commission recognized that they saw the passion, love, and commitment that I have to run this agency really demonstrated a lot for the community. And understanding the population and the diversity here in the Central Valley, for young girls, even young boys, seeing a woman of color lead an agency like that, like Fresno EOC, just gives them hope. And for me, I'm just trying my best to make them proud so they can have the opportunity to reach for the stars and that they can do it too, if not more.
And what would you say is the biggest challenge that you've gone through?
Oh my goodness. Not only did I grew up in a family that, you know, my parents mostly provided for us working in the fields, going through education. I lost my sister in college, which was a very traumatic experience as well. And however, it helped me understand and appreciate life. And the next challenge, I'm also a mother of a child with special needs. My son was diagnosed with autism at age 3. If you meet him now, he's 18 years old, going to Buchanan High School, getting ready for college. And now my biggest worry for him is to figure out how to pay for college. And for me, there's multiple challenges I've overcome, but it's also those challenges have made me become the person I am today. And I can look back and be grateful for them because it built my resiliency and understanding of the needs our community and families are facing.
Do you find that those challenges have made you more compassionate?
Oh, absolutely. I really do lead from my heart. And I really want to do what's best for all our families in this community. And so going through my own experiences and the challenges I went through raising my son as a single mother of a child with special needs, I can only imagine moms that have multiple children that don't have any education and want to give their child the best possible start. And I truly believe every parent should have all the resources that they need to make sure that their children are thriving.
So what have these first few weeks been like for you? What's a typical day in the life of the head of the Fresno EOC?
Well, I think that because I've only been on the job, this is my second week. Everybody is trying to inform me, keep me up to date with everything that's going on. And so my day has been pretty busy and pretty chaotic, but it varies from, like, for example, today I went to a press conference, this meeting. Later on, I had a meeting with an attorney, and then I had a meeting with the Head Start folks, and now I'm here with you. Mm-hmm. And so it is from one topic to the next, but it's actually, for me, it's pretty exciting.
So I'm curious, what are some of the lesser known problems in Fresno, things that most of us might not think about, but which affect the county drastically?
I think early care and education, quality child care. Child care is very expensive for any parent, and that is where the foundation starts for our children. And so having enough early quality child care settings for all our children, and I mean not just Head Start and preschool programs, I mean even for our infant toddler slots, they need a place to be able to thrive while their parents are working, and they all deserve a quality environment to grow up.
Well, thank you, Amelia Reyes, the new CEO of Fresno's EOC. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.